If it's a long distance, how would you describe it?
Well, if I was telling someone about Albuquerque, I would tell them it's 200 or 300 miles north of here.
Okay.
Or it's 200 or 300 miles up there.
Okay. And if there's not much of something, you say it is?
There's not much. There's a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount of it.
Or because there's a small amount of it, it is?
Because there's a small amount of it, it is.
There's barely a trace of it, it is.
Scarce?
Mm-hmm. And people get off a train at the
station.
Mm-hmm. And something that is at rest, but it's angled to something else is called?
Rest.
The relationship between the two objects is made.
Jointed.
Okay. And what if, let's see, I'm in an apartment over here, and there's an apartment across from me, but then there's an apartment over here. The relationship between my apartment and this apartment is what? I'd say that's the apartment.
Diagonally located?
Mm-hmm. The diagonal relationship. Would you say catty corner?
Yes. Good. That's
okay.
A good one.
If something comes at you with an angling motion, like say a dog is coming at you from an angle, you'd say the dog came at me.
I think I would, from my left or right or...
Okay.
From behind me or in front of me.
Okay.
Towards me.
Okay. And what are some words that you use when you see your guests off at the door, you say?
Goodbye. Good evening. Glad we were together. Go safely.
Mm-hmm. Are there some local...
Adios. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Farewell.
Now, was there anything that we didn't get to talk about that you wanted to talk about?
In this interview?
Yeah. Yeah, like something maybe you thought you'd like to tell me about, but we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No.
No?
I mean, I wasn't thinking of anything like that. It sounded to me like this is very controlled, and you're looking for one-word answers,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's not so.
Well, see, to some degree it is, because we're looking for certain one-word answers, but we like to get them out of conversation. So you did actually, in conversation, give me some of the words I was looking for.
I see.
But you never know what you might find when you start talking with somebody, you know?
Well, you get up on different subjects, you know, things that I'm familiar with that it may be different than the language you hear. You know, I could talk to you about fishing, I could talk to you about the different things that I've done in my life, but that's a departure from trying to give you a word answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've covered all the words, so that's
the
interview.
Well, does that help?
It helps very much. Thank you.